another 5-Minute Mystery.
Inspector Howard, I asked to have you come up here today because I wanted to explain this case in person.
Well, I'm anxious to hear about it, sir.
On the 6:54 train from Chicago West today, there'll be a private car. In that car will be James Mayhew. He's carrying with him almost $1 million in jewels, which he wishes to take to the West Coast. He trusts no one with them.
Whew.
Now, I want you to watch the entrance to that private car like a hawk. One of our trainmen, Mr. Barnes, will join you at the train. He'll have a letter from me.
All right, sir. I'll do my best to prevent an accident.
You know, I've been a railroad man all my life, Inspector. Used to be a conductor right on one of these trains.
Yes, I know. You showed me that in the letter when you met me in Chicago. By the way, you're sure Mayhew is alone in there?
Yes, except for the steward. You know, though, I think I'll just step back there and see if everything's all right before it's time for him to go to bed.
Okay, I'll wait here for you.
Mr. Inspector.
Yeah, what's the matter?
I'm the steward for Mr. Mayhew's car, sir. An awful thing has happened.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, they sent me to the galley for something. Well, sir, when I came back, Mr. Barnes was gone, and there was Mr. Mayhew, shot, sir. Shot right through the head.
Well, come on, let's get in there fast. Where is he?
Right there, sir. Right there on the floor.
Yeah. He's dead, all right. Where's Barnes?
I don't know, sir. I don't know. He was gone when I came back.
Yeah, what's that?
I don't know, sir.
Hey, quick. It's in that locker. Open it up. Barnes! What's happened? Here, wait. I'll have that gag off in a jiffy.
Boy, that's Stuart. Hold him. Grab him quick before he gets away.
No, no.
He hit me over the head and then bound and gagged me. I came to when he put me in that locker there. Then I heard a shot. His Mayhew.
Yes, he's dead, Barnes. Shot through the head.
The jewels.
I haven't had time to look.
Search the steward. He has them. He'd planned to throw me off the train and make his getaway at the next stop.
Did you notice what time it was when you came to, Barnes?
Yes, I did. I got my hands free and I could see through one of the air holes. It was 9 minutes to 11.
I didn't do it, sir. I swear I didn't.
I'm sure you didn't, steward. In fact, just to prove it, Barnes, I'm putting you under arrest. At least until we can reach Chicago by telephone.
In just a moment, we'll see why the inspector arrested Barnes instead of the steward. But first... Now, back to our 5-minute mystery.
Me? Under arrest? What?
Yes, Barnes, you made one mistake, and I'm willing to take a chance that'll hang you. When I asked you what time it was, you said it was 9 minutes to 11. Any railroad man with the experience the real Barnes has had would naturally say 10:51. You've been impersonating Barnes, went in and shot Mayhew, and locked yourself in the locker, gagged. And just to prove it...
The
jewels are right here in your pocket. Nice work, Barnes, but not nice enough.